The following message is presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Now the message.
So I'm going to do something I never thought I'd do. Go completely off script, off schedule. So slides, guys, don't sweat it. You can leave this one up there. We're going to go a completely different direction this morning. And here's why. One, if I'm listening to God's Spirit, I got to listen to God's Spirit. So we're going to do that. Sunday school this morning, I got to teach you Sunday school, which is awesome. You guys should consider doing it. It's a blast. We were talking and we were going through James chapter 1. Thought we were going to get through the first chapter. We got three verses in. So we're doing really good, about on track with our Wednesday night Bible study. We are staying true to that. But we got captivated and we got stuck kind of on this one verse. It's James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. It says this: consider it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. My life verse, a verse I love dearly. Well, we started talking to him, and I realized this as I was talking to the students, because this is something that I say to my daughter all the time. When she's having a bad day, we'll sit in her room. I'll say, "Hey, Nora, is it tough to be 6? She says, "Yeah, it's tough." I said, "It is, isn't it?" I said, "You know what? It's tough to be how old Dad is, too." And then it's tough, right? I mean, it's tough whether you're a kid, whether you're a parent, you're a grandparent, you're a teacher, you're an educator. When Mandy, you started this, when you started talking about what teachers were looking for. And in Sunday school, we talked about this idea of how we need to extend more grace. What that means is this, is I have to look at Nora sometimes when I know she's sweet, innocent, and perfect to all y'all. But man, when she gets home, she turns into a little bit of a different animal. When I get home, I turn into a little bit of a different animal than I do here. And so what Nora and I always talk about, and what we share back and forth with each other, is sometimes it's tough to be 6. And sometimes it's tough to be 39, and it's tough to be a dad. And so what we look at is, when we look at each other and we say that, it's our little like code word, kind of like popsicles or cheese balls, one of those two things, yeah. But it's our code word for, hey, listen, I'm having a rough day. Can you give me a little bit of extra grace? And I need to remember that it's tough to be 6, and she needs to remember that it's tough to be a parent. And so when we were talking about this with students this morning, I was talking about how everybody goes through different trials. Who's going through a trial today? Real quick, don't put them back down so fast. Hold them up. I'll hold mine up real high. I'm going through a trial. Y'all can see this is my trial. No, this is my wife's trial. I'm sorry. Trial, right? Now, look around the room real quick. Now, how many of you think every trial is the exact same? No. That's why James says, and James, you're going through various trials, because your trial is not my trial. My trial is not your trial. But what I need to remember is, just like it's tough to go through my trial, it's tough to go through your trial as well. And so in our interactions with each other as a church, as the body of Christ, what do we need to remember? Hey, sometimes it's tough to be you. Y'all need to look at me and say, sometimes it's tough to be me. Sometimes it's tough to be your spouse. Sometimes it's tough to be your child. Sometimes it's tough to be your parent. Sometimes it's tough to be your coworker. And what we need to do is, we need to express more grace to people, because their trial isn't your trial, but their trial is just as difficult for them as it is for you. How many of y'all remember being 16 and getting grounded from your car? Worst thing in the world, right? Life could not get any worse. Everything was unfair. The whole justice system needed to come fix your parents, because life was just unfair. And there is no way possible that life could get any worse than that right there. Man, what I want to give to go back and be grounded from my car for a week. Why? Because that wasn't the worst as it gets. It gets worse. There are more difficult things that come. But guess what? I have to remember that I have to express grace, because that person who's going through that trial, that difficulty in life, to them at that moment, that's the worst it's going to get. And so I need to express grace to them, because I know that if I express more grace to them, that's going to help their faith grow. And if their faith grows, then the next time when life actually becomes more difficult, what do I need to do? Man, I've expressed more grace than I've learned from it than I can make it through that. And that's why James talks about in verse 3, the testing of your faith produces endurance. It's the idea that it helps your faith grow. And so you and I as followers of Christ get to express more grace. And the more grace we express, the more grace we help other people grow in. Which leads me, last week, we were finishing up our Battlefield for Your Mind series, and we were in Ephesians chapter 4. And we read through where Paul gives you the attack that Satan's going to use to captivate your mind, and how he's going to tell you that this is the thing you need to do. You need to be angry. You need to be wrathful. You need to be vengeful. You need to be these things. But how God, in the very same breath, gives you the counterattack. Instead of being angry, we need to practice grace. Instead of stealing, we need to work for things, and we need to live generously with our money and our funds and things like that. And how everything that Satan gives you as the attack, God gives you the counterattack in the very same verses of chapter 4 of Ephesians. But he ends chapter 4 of Ephesians by saying this: be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as Christ, or God in Christ, has also forgiven you. What does that mean? That means in every area of my life, I've got to extend more grace. Why? Because I need more grace given to me. Man, when I look at my sins compared to other people's sins, they're not that bad. But the unfortunate part for me is that my sins aren't the standard. The standard is his perfection. And so from that standpoint, man, I need all the grace that God can give me. I need grace continually, but if I need grace continually, then guess what I have to give continually? Grace. And so I need to look at other people, and I need to remember it's tough to be you. It's tough to go through what you're going through. I don't know all your trials. I don't know what you're going through, but I know it's tough to be you. So I need to extend some grace to you. Which leads me to my last verse for the day. It's in Corinthians chapter 11, Paul's writing to them about the Lord's Supper. And he talks about how we come to this table and there's differences, there's bitterness, there's anger, there's deceit, there's envy, jealousy, all these things that shouldn't be a part of it, but it all happens around this table. What Paul's saying is, listen, all those things happen in the church. There's anger, there's bitterness, there's hurt feelings, there's jealousy, there's all these different things that happen inside the confines of these walls. But then Paul goes on in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and he says this: but let each man examine himself, and let him eat the bread and drink the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment on himself, if he does not judge the body rightly. So church, this morning, again, this is the backup plan. We're getting ready to take the Lord's Supper in just a moment. But I wonder if you'd be willing this morning to examine yourself. To take just a moment before the deacons come. I'm going to ask Miss Patty if she can come and just play something. And I want to give you a moment just of silence to examine yourself. To identify the areas where you need to extend more grace. I'll go first. I got to give more grace with my kids. I need to be more gracious with my wife. I need to be more gracious in my interactions with some other people. And so this morning, if you would, examine your life. You're getting ready to eat this supper, and my prayer is this: you don't have wrath, you don't have anger, you don't have bitterness, you don't have jealousy, you don't have any of those things that are going on in your heart, but instead, your life is filled with grace. If it's not, then during this time, I want you to talk to God. I want you to ask grace from Him for holding these things in your heart. But then I want you to ask Him for grace to let go of these things also. That person that you need to forgive, forgive them. That person that you're holding this jealousy against because they have such an easy life, and if you had their life, your life would be perfect. Let go of that. that rage that you feel because life hasn't worked out the way you want it to, let go of that. Extend grace because grace has been given to you. And then when we come to the table this morning, you get to come and eat what this is. A celebration of the grace given to you so that you can be filled with that and go out and extend grace to other people. So I'm going to let Miss Patty play for just a minute longer. I'm going to give you some time just to examine yourself and find out where you need to give some more grace.
The preceding message was presented by Mooringsport Baptist Church in Mooringsport, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, please go to our website, www.mooringsportbaptistchurch.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.